Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book Intimate Disclosures contains selections of poetry and prose from the work of an aging Midwestern man looking back at people, events, sexual experiences, cultures, and the church that has formed him. That man is Lawrence Manglitz, our guest on today's program. Written with vivid imagery and unusual events in free verse, this will give you a fresh vision, sometimes startling, always disclosing the intimacy and consciousness of personal life. Lawrence was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan. When he was a small boy, his parents moved to Bridgman, then to Holland, Michigan. Despite the conservative nature of that community and his family church, his childhood was a time of great imagination and wanderings on his bike and adventures. In his youth, his life became more complex as he became aware of his homosexuality. He didn't publicly come out until he was 28. He graduated from Godwin College, later earned an M.A. from the University of Michigan and Ph.D. from Michigan State University. He taught and traveled extensively overseas. After returning to America in 1965, he taught high school and at a community college until his retirement in 2002. During much of the time after his return, he was active in the Episcopal Church. Presently, he lives in Michigan. He's published poetry in Matrix and the James White Review. Dr. Lawrence Manglitz, author of Intimate Disclosures, with us on This Week in America. Dr. Manglitz, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So much to talk about in the course of this book, and let's talk about the source of your poetry. You have done this so well, and the book has been very well received. Talk about the source of the poetry. Where did these ideas come from?
Well, I kept a journal through much of my life, and some of the ideas for the poems come from the journal. I think that I've always been very sensitive to what was going on in my life and how it was evolving. So my collection of poetry is really very intimate disclosure, as in the title, and that's what I would have to say about that. So it's really a tracking of my life, and there's a kind of vulnerability for me in this collection of poems because it's total expose of who I am and who I am being. So the book pleases me very much, and it's a record of really coming through and being who I am and enjoying life immensely.
As we're along for that ride, we can't help but think about our lives, and it does so much as you're sharing years for us to go back and maybe give a more honest reflection to who we are and where we came from and what we went through and that transition that you talked about. Who would you say would be interested in reading your book? Who is this designed for?
I think obviously gay people may be interested in it, and the church may be interested in it because I do a kind of reconstruction of Christian mythology. And so they may be interested in that perspective. And I think that anyone who really wants to understand themselves and have this view of their life writes. I mean, you don't have to publish necessarily, but just writing oftentimes about different experiences in life gives you insight into yourself. So there are different things that might motivate writing.
Do we really understand ourselves? I'm talking now in general terms. It seems like even into our seventh decade, sometimes we find out things about ourselves we didn't realize.
Right. I think that's very true. And the decisions that we made, we see in our later life and how those decisions shaped us. And so, yes, I agree with you.
Intimate Disclosures is the name of the book from our guest on the program, Lawrence Manglitz. That's M-A-N-G-L-I-T-Z. If you're Googling, the book's available at stratton-press.com in their book section, wherever books are sold. And you can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to Dr. Manglitz's book and get information as well. You share your history as you progressed as a homosexual from your teen years to the present time. Some would wonder if that is risky. What was that like, your vulnerability, as you were reflecting on those years?
I know. Thank you for that comment. When I had the book all finished, and I really just had to send it off to have it published, I hesitated. And I talked to a number of friends and said, you know, I feel very vulnerable, and I've been active in my church, and I wonder how this is going to set with people in the church. And they said, no, just go ahead. The book is excellent, and so I did that. Just took a chance, and it's been wonderful.
The reviews have been excellent, and it's been a very positive read for so many people. The book is, again, Intimate Disclosures. Lawrence Manglitz, the author, is our guest on the program. You'll find it at stratton-press.com and other places. Was there ever a point as you were compiling the work in the book where you thought, you know, maybe this is too much? Maybe I'm disclosing too much?
Yes, there was.
How do you overcome that? Because you have I can't imagine you left a lot out. You left a lot, enough there that we get a sense of who you are. And again, that's sort of a bridge to figure out exactly who we are. And how did you decide to go forward with this?
Well, I just gave myself the right to be who I was and disclose that. There was someone, I don't know where he was from, who said to me that he thought that the book was pornographic. There's not very much in the book that really deals with homosexuality. And I was really shocked by that, because everything, my experiences abroad, my growing up as a child and riding my bike, everything, teaching, has been wonderful for me. And it all seemed beautiful. It didn't seem pornographic. It seemed very beautiful. So I didn't let that knock me out. I thought, well, that's his problem. It's not mine.
Well, that's exactly it, because you're not going to change everybody's mind, and everybody will get a different perspective, I'm sure, as they read the book. But to those who you have designed this for, this is, I think, sort of maybe even a lifeline for some people, and hearing somebody else share what may be close to their stories. Who do you think the book is designed for, and why is this book important? I guess more so, why is this book important? Because for those who have read it and reviewed it, it really has been a crucial part of their lives.
Right. I think one thing for sure is that we have to know who we are. We have to know the talents that we have. We have to know the desires. We have to know the goals. We have to know what makes us happy and celebrate. That's very, very important. So that's what was driving me through all of this, was to discover who I really am, a teacher, a reader, someone who loves beauty. I love nature. And just be that. Just be who I am. Be free to be who one is. Otherwise, you're kind of waste your life, I think.
I mentioned that you came out when you were 28. Talk about that process when you were going through, I'm sure, this whole emotional struggle as to who you are, what you are going to do with your life. What was that like when you finally reached the point at 28 that you came out publicly?
It was a tremendous emancipation, and it gave me the right to be who I am and to celebrate that, experience that, and not be ashamed, not be afraid, just experiencing life in all of the different ways that exist for us. So it was a tremendous emancipation for me. Still a little bit spooky, because, you know, Grand Rapids is a rather conservative city.
Yes.
And I wasn't sure how all of that would go out, go over for me teaching at the college here.
Was that, we talked about a transformation before. What was that like when you did come out? It sounds like maybe a weight was lifted off of your shoulders. You could finally be who Lawrence was meant to be. What was that like, that period?
It was the end of a lot of conflict for me.
Well, yes.
It was the end of a lot of torture inside, and a lot of confusion. And I was just finally sailing free. And so the battle was all over. The thing that I had been fighting for years, I just decided to be. And, you know, I'm not more than a homosexual, but that was a very important part of my life, and I was finally that. And I'm grateful for that.
Well, the book is more than that. The book is Intimate Disclosures. Lawrence Manglitz is the author and our guest on the program. Let's talk about how you decided to put this book together, the different components, the different themes and topics that I talked about. How did you go about that process of deciding what you're going to include in Intimate Disclosures?
Well, I think that when I finally had final drafts of the poetry that I wanted to use, then I had to format the table of contents. And I became aware of the fact that many of my poems dealt with childhood, how I was being shaped there, and also my celebration of nature, times when I had, like, epiphanies, tremendous revelations. There is a section in the book of erotic incarnation, my trip to Turkey, my time in Spain. So there are probably about 10 different categories for the poems. So the table of contents formatted rather easily for me then. And these represent the important aspects of my life.
The book is Intimate Disclosures. Our guest is Lawrence Manglitz. The book available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information. What has the response been like for you? I mentioned the reviews, but you, most of those people, I'm sure you don't know. You're just reading reviews as I'm reading reviews to prepare for this.
Right.
But family, friends, people that have been important in your life, what feedback are you getting from them?
Well, my family was rather quiet, and that's okay. My parents were already gone, but the remaining children were rather quiet. But they hadn't any kind of preparation for this. People who have studied literature, who have taught courses in poetry, brought great happiness and satisfaction to me when they said, oh, this is utterly beautiful. These are beautiful images. These are beautiful poems. Your collection of work is very powerful. And beauty is so important to me, and they kept mentioning how beautiful the language was and how beautiful the poems were. So my friends with some knowledge of literature and poetry were very complimentary, and that pleased me very much.
I'm always impressed with poets and someone as gifted as you are. When did you decide you had a talent for this and really enjoyed expressing yourself through poetry, the type of writing that you do so well in Intimate Disclosures? It's one thing to even try to stumble through a coherent sentence that you're just writing in a book or a letter to someone, but to do it as beautifully as you do. When did you discover you enjoyed this and had a talent for it?
Well, I think that when I was at Goshen College, I took some very, very fine courses in literature, and there was a poetry group that met, and I became aware then through those courses that I was able to produce some kind of literature of my own. And in our poetry group, we made responses to what each other had written, and I got some good feedback there. I let this go. All of this poetry was in my journals, and I let this go until about 5 years ago. So I really left alone. I was busy teaching, but then I decided, no, you have to put this together. This is very important to you, and this is one of the contributions you can make. So it took a long time. I was always writing, but I never thought in terms of publishing until about 5 or 6 years ago. And friends of mine encouraged me to do that. And the wife of our rector at St. Mark's, I said, maybe I'll have to leave the church. And she said, oh, no, we all love you and we're very proud of you. So she was a tremendous boost for my exploration.
I was going to ask how long it took in putting this together, and I'm getting the impression from what you're saying, this basically went a lifetime to get to the point where you published Intimate Disclosures.
That's right. It took me a long time to get to that, and then the the finalizing of the poems, the final editing, all of that took me about, I would say, 2 years.
Yes.
So it was a long time coming.
Talk about the challenge of going from journals and your thoughts, which you've done over the years, to going into the publication phase, where it's sort of more of a business aspect in some sense. What was that like, getting these published and picking and choosing and editing and going through that process? Was that challenging, or was that an enjoyable experience for you?
It was both.
It was
challenging because I had to provide what the publishing house wanted, but it was also very exciting for me to know that this was going to be happening. So that would be my response to that.
What are you working on now? I got the impression you have probably a room filled of journals in your thoughts as you've gone through life, you know, teaching, traveling, all of that. Are you working on something else now?
Yes, I am. I want to do something with my family. I knew my great-grandparents, and I have my immediate family, and they're incredibly wonderful people. I realized how fortunate I was to have that family and how they encouraged me. My parents were very conservative religious people, and yet they encouraged me to be who I was and to write what I wanted to write. So my family was wonderful. They're a part of that formation. And I want to write about them because they're beautiful people, very common, ordinary people, but they were beautiful and good and kind. And that's a wonderful kind of thing to find in human beings.
Yes, it is. How are you coming on that project?
I'm working at it. I probably have another year or year and a half to go. When I first came back from Turkey, I didn't have any money, and I lived with my grandmother. She gave me a bedroom upstairs. And I'm writing about her. She was an incredible woman. And the first poem I have written about her is about her yellow kitchen. The kitchen was a tremendous place of existence for her. She was a wonderful cook, and the kitchen was beautiful and looked out over the lawns. So I'm writing about that.
Sounds like.
And I've written also already about my father and my mother. My mother was a great dancer, and my father was a wonderful man with gardens. He had some of the best tomatoes in Michigan.
Well, it sounds like something to look forward to is further writings from our author on the program, Lawrence Manglitz. And, you know, I mentioned in the beginning that we can follow your life and we go back and sort of reflect on our lives and what we've gone
right
through as well. And do you get that feedback from a lot of people that, boy, you opened up some doors that I closed a long time ago, and I'm glad you had me go back and peek back in behind those doors?
Yeah. I always encourage friends of mine and students of mine who want to write to do that and to feel comfortable. You know, they may do great essays or dissertations, but to write about their lives, it gives one tremendous insight into oneself. And, you know, be kind in that writing. We've all made mistakes, but eventually you see this great person, this great human being, and writing can take you to that place.
Boy, the time has gone by quickly. It's been fun having Dr. Lawrence Manglitz with us on the program. That's Manglitz. His book is Intimate Disclosures, the book available at stratton-press.com in their bookstore, the usual places where books are sold. And, of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and log on to get information and order the book. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A fascinating conversation. Excellent job. Congratulations on the success of Intimate Disclosures. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you for this interview.
It has been my
pleasure.
And
leading me through this discussion. Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure. Lawrence Manglitz, our guest on the program, the author of Intimate Disclosures. Information on his book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.